Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, on 11/23, I was charged $56.95. On 11/17, I was charged $7.95. It went to EXT, Direct Electric, and I'm disputing this claim. I don't know anything about Makita. I don't know what Makita is. You have to tell me. I don't know. And that's where I'm at. I'm disputing this claim.
Okay, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address for me?
Jeff Ree Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R. The address, I don't know how you get this address, but the address on where you got is 14010 South Amado, A-M-A-D-O, B-L-V-D Boulevard, Arizona City, Arizona, 85123.
Thank you. And I see that you entered the sweepstakes offer for the Makita tool set on November 16th, paying $7.95.
Ma'am, stop. Stop.
Excuse me, sir.
That's a mistake. I told you that mistake. I didn't enter it for this. Someone is taken my credit card and put their name on this. So I'm disputing it. All right. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, so when you did this survey for the Makita tool set, in the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed the $56.95, and that buys a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store online. Now, could you verify your email address?
My email address is jeffmayer796@gmail.com. Ma'am, I'm disputing this. If you're not going to allow me to dispute this, I'll go through my bank and I'll get it disputed through my bank. All right?
Do you have an email that's cmayer49@gmail?
No, ma'am. That's not anybody that I know of.
And do you know the phone number 515-480-7820?
That's not who I know. I don't know that person.
Okay, so your name and your shipping address all matches. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So I just wanted to make sure that you don't recall doing any surveys where you had to pay the $7.95 to enter the sweepstakes for the Makita tool set. Before we get this transferred over to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, and if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else...
We'll get it done through that, ma'am. You have a good day. Bye.
Well, that won't be necessary because your bank will contact us, and then we will send them the terms and conditions that you agreed to. And once they see that the charges are valid, we will receive that.